This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Over the past several weeks, we've been playing excerpts from the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington, Connecticut. Our final selection of the summer comes from Steve Strait. His poem is titled Lesson.
Standing by the side of the road in Jenner, California, hitchhiking. At least that's the idea. So few cars pass that one may not stop today. It's sunny. Goats dispersed across the hillside behind me chew their way up the green hill gradually, attentive. The sea breeze carries phrases of seagull chatter from below a cliff. In my pack are clothes, water, oranges, 3 loaves of sourdough, peanuts, cheese. Hung below the pack, a tent. I peel an orange, tucking the continents of rind into a loose pocket. Drops of juice fall onto the sand and on my boots. A bee lands on the lip of a yellow blossom and walks inside it. It emerges, dusted with pollen, drunk, surprised by the generosity of light.
Steve Strait's poem, Lesson, is from his first full-length book of poetry called The Water Carrier. This is the second year that we featured the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival, thanks to producers David Budd Reese and Phyllis Joffe. We'd like to tell you a little more about Phyllis in particular. Phyllis Joffe died last Saturday at her daughter's home in Astoria, New York. Over more than 20 years, Phyllis Joffe filed nearly 175 stories for NPR. She covered music, theater, dance, film, and much more. So many of Phyllis's stories began with her desire to find fresh voices. Her daughter once suggested that she see a play by a little-known writer named Susan Laurie Parks. Phyllis did a story. Nearly 10 years later, Susan Laurie Parks won a MacArthur Grant, a Pulitzer Prize, and landed a play on Broadway. In 1993, Phyllis discovered that noted jazz saxophonist Jackie McLean was living in Hartford, Connecticut, and teaching music to children.
After 3 critically acclaimed albums in the past 2 years, Jackie McLean could easily sit back and enjoy the praise, but that would be out of character. For McLean, just being a great musician is not enough. He says he's got to be a good person first.
It's important that musicians, once they become recording artists and become established performers, it's imperative that they welcome with open arms young people that come to them that are talented.
In a way, Phyllis Joffe lived by those words. This network will miss her talent. We will all miss her stories.
For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Joffe in Hartford, Connecticut.
Phyllis Joffe died last week. She was 58 years old.